it hadn't really occurred to me that more and more my whole teaching is humility. But it's occurring to me lately, because I keep hearing myself talk about it. So for the Western orientation, which is very outward going, which is very materialistic, the inward journey has to be experienced. Otherwise, real humility isn't possible, because you only know half the story. You only know one direction. If you've only ever gone south and know nothing about north, you're missing part of the picture. So the inward journey shows you things, teaches you things, gives you certain kinds of experience that help you eventually fall into a greater humility. It's not for the purpose of the journey itself. The inward journey isn't an end in itself. It isn't you go inward and you find God. It's you go inward, and if you're lucky, you start to move toward humility, toward a humble position toward everything that exists. And the basis of that humility is seeing yourself in your correct proportion in relation to the totality. Not seeing yourself as bigger than you are, and seeing the totality kind of almost, you'd say, in your peripheral vision. So that you know something is going on that isn't all about you. And more humility starts to happen. And the coming to a humble position isn't any one thing. Different people come to it in different ways, from different directions, for different reasons, but it's the same goal for everybody. It has to be. That's why all the talk in wisdom traditions and ancient traditions, all the talk of surrender. That's why even in exoteric organized religious thinking, all the talk of faith. Faith is really a position of humility. But that's limited understanding.
Why? Yeah.
Because they don't talk about humility, they just talk about faith as the goal. But faith in and of itself isn't a very good understanding.
Well, but the result of faith is humility, no?
We hope. It seems to be for some people, it seems to not be for many others. So all I'm really trying to do is clarify why these things get spoken about, what the original purpose is. The original purpose seems to have much more to do with adopting a humble position. And all spiritual practice, all religious practice, is the practicing of humility. If you think about it. Because ordinarily, the first reaction is you don't want to do it. I don't want to go to church today. I'm tired. I don't want to go to satsang today. I had a busy day.